As Miss Hart turned to answer, she heard Dick's door close. She spoke softly for a moment before she rejoined her husband in the living room. There were happy tears in her eyes. "Miss Atson just called up," she said gently. "She wanted to thank us. Someone left a Thanksgiving basket at her door today, tonight." Miss Hughes, across the road, saw the boy. It was Dickie. Miss Atson thought we had sent him with it. Mr. Hart's eyes widened in surprise. "Great Scott!" he cried. "But where did the boy get the money?" Miss Hart told him then of the little hoard Dick had said was gone.
"The little scamp!"
Mr. Hart exclaimed. Thereafter they sat for a little space staring into the fire. Then Mr. Hart rose suddenly and went to the telephone in the hall. "Telegraph, office," he directed the operator. When Dick came down to supper, his parents smiled at him knowingly. He looked and felt sheepish, and he felt more so when his father said in an offhand manner,
"By the way, Dick, thought you might want to have some fun with the snow, so I telegraphed to Chicago just now. They're to send the best pair of snowshoes in town, by express. They will be here by Saturday."
Dick looked at his father, and then he looked at his mother. Mr. Hart coughed gruffly. His mother smiled happily through her tears. Dick choked and grinned. His eyes were glowing and wet.
"Thanks, Dad," he said.